Even you need patience when it comes to fishing. And we're going to get the latest update and your weekly Lake North Fork fishing report as we cruise on down to the Bayou Resort right off North Fork Lake. And Gary Faraci has got the latest. Hey, are the fish biting? I've been, this is, you know, 2 weeks now. What's going down on Lake North Fork?
Happy Thirsty Thursday, Gary, and this balmy Thursday morning. Oh, my gosh, it's so beautiful out right now. It's just, I can't believe there aren't more people out in lake fishing.
Well, you know, wouldn't it be great if this was our winter?
Oh, my, yeah, huh? Like this? Wake up, and it's at 48 degrees, 50 degrees, gets up to 75 during the day. Perfect, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, we know better. It's going to get a little colder.
Oh yeah, the snow and the ice and all that.
We'll put it off as long as we can. But until then, well, we've been waiting for a while for the fishing to really pick up, and I think we're right there.
Yeah. It should. I mean, that lake temperature, you know, is starting to drop, and now the warmer weather. It's probably just maintaining pretty constant temperature, isn't it?
We're at 67 degrees on 66, depending on who you talk to,
right?
Where they're at in the lake, you know, what their graph says. But temperature is awesome. The stripers, hybrids, white bass, they've all migrating to this area up here towards the bayou. So yeah, I had a lot of guys that have got out, and should have even seen guide boats up here, striper guides up here.
Oh, yeah.
Once the word's out, there was three out there the other morning, right?
Well, yeah. What are they throwing at them?
It depends on who you are. Regular guys like you and me, we're throwing with a flicker shad, or maybe a fluke, or a tater, one of the tater baits. Trolling with that, like maybe an Alabama rig or something, works really good, and mixing some colors up. And you may catch two whites at a time. You may catch a hybrid. Some of the guys are strictly live bait. They'll just drop that, find the ball of fish, and they'll drop that down in there and jig for it, which works really good. I mean, they're doing great with it. So, but a lot of the regular guys, they're just trolling for them back through here up by the flat and stuff, and doing very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then on top of all that, the crappie bites really started to pick up. Still no crazy limits or anything, but some good size 12, 13 inch fish, guys getting 8 and 10 of them. And that's, again, in the morning, live bait's been working really good, and as the day progresses, and then switching over to a couple of different color jigs.
Yeah, jigs are always going to be the top of the heap when it comes to that, though, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some colors that are really hot, but that almost switches week to week on the colors that are really, really good. I'd say probably the main color that stays consistent through all of it is the salt and pepper, whether it's in a tater bait or in a Bobby Garland. Salt and pepper, 2-inch minnow. That's probably a great go-to for crappie out here.
Yeah. Well, what about the largemouth and the walleye?
Walleye, the same thing. Guys trolling for them, using bottom bouncers, maybe some night crawlers, and they've been getting some nice walleye. They really have.
Mm-hmm.
Now the bass fishing, that's been a little slower, and guys have been throwing. I've talked to half a dozen different guys this past week, and they've thrown everything at them. I mean, spinnerbait, jerkbait, plastic, and it's slowly picking up. The largemouth, they're a little more stubborn, but they had a tournament last week, and guys did okay. None of the guys staying here won anything, but they got another one this weekend. So it's really tough on the bass fishing. Those guys go after it, and it really puts a lot of pressure on the lake.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, Gary, for folks that want to know a little bit more, how can they get a hold of you?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870 467-5277. Stop it if you're in the area. See what we got hanging on the wall. Talk to me about fishing. Tell me what you did or what you've been using. I like that. I like talking about fishing. And always our Facebook page. I put stuff on there all the time, what guys are using, what's going on. And then, of course, always our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, and we will talk with you next week.
Sounds good, Gary. Have a good weekend.
All right, see you, buddy.